And it's Monday, and that means one thing, a brand new episode of Fat to Fit or Else. Welcome to it. I am the Stretch Ari, and today we are going to get into my life. Nothing crazy has happened since I last talked to you. That's me knocking on freaking wood, because it could rain hellfire on just my house tomorrow at this point. I never know what's going to happen to me. I had a good weekend. Got to church. Our church finally has a new permanent home. We've been bouncing around week after week after week since the fire and our church burned down. And now we are in a new place, which is really cool. And what's weird is it is in a convent where this church is. And it's an old convent that's been around for a very long time. And at one point, 200 nuns lived in this convent. So they have a huge chapel and they are letting us use it every single week now up until we get back into our home in the Palisades. So that was really cool. I was happy about that. And a beautiful, beautiful church. But for 200 people, they were having mass every day. And they needed a really big chapel. And they have a big, beautiful one. So that was really cool. And it's totally private. Not something that like the general public could go into typically. So it's neat to get in there and get a glimpse of this beautiful place with all the stained glass and everything. Also went to the apartment and worked on some stuff, still working on getting that together. There's a number of things that still need to be done. I do not think we will be there by Easter. That was the goal. I think maybe the week after is more likely. And that's where we're at. Ice is happy about that. He's sitting here asleep on my feet because that's what Ice does. I had a weird encounter with Ice, and it just shows me how dumb people are. Like, I'm a animal person in particular. If I had to call out an animal, I'm a dog person. I love dogs, all dogs. But people are stupid, and people that have dogs are stupid. Tell me if this makes sense to you. I keep Ice away from other dogs. I don't trust him. He likes our dogs, and you know, he lives in a house with them and they get along. But he gets aggressive to other dogs sometimes and aggressive to people. So to keep myself from getting sued, I keep him away from other dogs and people so that he doesn't bite someone or attack a dog and then I get sued. And he's a big kind of monster, being over 100 pounds. So I take him to the dog park at night deliberately when there's no one else there, and there's two of them, so I can always usually get one and we can go play in there, and it's just me and him. And if someone does come in, I say, sorry, can you keep your dog away from mine until I get out of here? And I quickly leave. I just tell them my dog's not friendly and I go. So on Friday night or Saturday night, I was leaving the dog park and I got outside of the dog park. I'm now in the regular park. Remember, the dog park is within the regular park. And as I get off, I see way off in the distance a guy with a little dog, and that little dog's not on a leash and it's running around. Cool. If you've got control of your dog and you've got confidence in your dog and you've got a well-behaved and a well-trained dog, I'm not the guy that's going to bitch you out for being off leash, especially if your dog has recall and it starts to do something, you call it back. Well, this dog sees Ice and beelines for him. And then Ice immediately puffs up his chest, puts his hair up, and he doesn't bark. He attacks and his hair's up. So I know he's ready to fight. And he also has his ball in his mouth, because when we go home, he walks home with his ball in his mouth and he's psycho. If you've seen the videos of him growling at me over that ball, he's psycho-possessive of that ball. So the guy's coming way back. The dog's ran now towards us, and the dog's really close. And I say to him, my dog's not nice. And the guy says, oh, it's okay, my dog is. And I say, yeah, and if he comes over here, my not nice dog is going to bite him. And the guy's like, oh, your dog's not nice, but it's okay, mine is. He still insists it's okay because his dog's nice. And I'm like, you're missing the boat here, dude. My not nice dog is going to F your dog up if it gets any closer. And he's like, oh, okay. And then he can't get the dog. And now the dog is running up the ice and it's trying to play, and it's not a mean dog, and it's running up the ice and like nipping at him and then running away real fast. But Ice is on a pinch collar chain because I have to control that mofo, and he is getting pissed, and I can tell The hair's up, and he's just waiting, and he's going to pounce on this dog. If it gets up close, he's going to jump on it, and he's going to start killing it. And it's not a big dog. It's a little dog. And the dude can't catch it. The dude can't catch it. And finally, the guy's trying to catch it, and he's yelling at it, and it's running from him. And it runs the opposite direction to which I go, the other direction with ice to get away. And then at some point, it stops pursuing us. But I'm like, how effing stupid are you, dude? I thought that was also a rich white person problem, because I would deal with idiots in the Palisades on the regular. Be walking my dog and I'd cross the street and I'd see somebody on my sidewalk in front of me. So I'd go across the street and they'd cross the street. Then I'd go back across the street and they'd cross the street. And I'd say, I'm crossing the street to avoid you, dumbass. My dog's not nice. Stop following me. I would say shit like that to people. Oh, why do you have him out? Because I'm exercising him, you stupid effer. That's why I'm out. Why are you stalking him? Get the hell away from me. And they'd get all pissy and walk away because they were idiots, Karen-ass bastards. But this guy was not Caucasian. In fact, this guy was Asian. And I was like, wow, that was a stupid white person thing to do. I think this guy let Asians down in general. They're stereotypes for a reason. You're supposed to be really smart Asians, and this guy was dumb shit. And it kind of made me think differently. I was like, wait a minute, you're all of you Asians are supposed to be really smart. This guy's stupid. And yeah, so that happened. No other crazy stuff with Mr. Isis. Even there's one more ice story that is funny. And I will tell you, my parents have neighbors behind us, the people that have the mariachi parties every other weekend. And they're always shaking our house with their music, which is funny because my parents can't hear it. And they also have three yapping, bitch-ass chihuahuas. You know, I said I love dogs. I hate those dogs. I would like to kick one of those dogs as hard as I could across the lawn and hopefully kick it so hard that it can't bark anymore, because that's all these effing little chihuahuas do. There's three of them, and they bark 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 and they bark. And the second you walk out in our yard, they bark. Ice ignores them. He doesn't bark back at them. He doesn't do anything. And Ice was in the house yesterday. I was outside cleaning up the yard, and those little chihuahuas started barking at me. And the second they came running and barking, Ice came outside, because Ice, like, what the hell? That's my dude. These MFers are barking. And he doesn't bark, and he doesn't have his hair up. He clearly walks over to the fence, and they are barking, looking like you could see them through the crack where they're barking at me. And he pisses in their face. Hysterical. And then I swear he looks at me and gives me a grin, and then he kicks his paws and kicks up dirt and walks away, goes back in the house. He was done. He was like, oh, wait a minute. You're barking at my best friend? Yeah, yeah. I'm going to piss in your face and kick dirt in your eyes, and then I'm going back in the house. F you little chihuahuas. It was funny. No angry violence. Just a little pee in the face, and then he's gone. And they kept barking. They never stopped, but they did have pee on their face, literally. Let's get into a tip. I wanted to address something. I tell you guys, I am big on dates right now. That's my go-to. I make a lot of sweets with dates. I make a lot of cookies with dates. Grind them up in the food processor along with nuts, and it turns into a really good, like, nougat. You don't have to cook it either. And it's just really good. And you could mix it, like I say, with chocolate, cocoa powder, peanut butter powder. There's a lot of things you can put into it to change the flavors up on it, but all really delicious. And it made me think of, what can we do to just cut corners? Let's get some tips on cutting corners. Let's get some tips on how to eat healthier and how to stay on target with our diet. And the number one thing we should do is prioritize protein and fiber. We should choose lean meat proteins, eggs, beans. They say tofu, that's iffy if you're a man. Tofu's not the greatest protein for you to be eating. You can have some. Moderation is fine, but if you overdo it, you get weird hormonal issues like you're a woman. Also, load up on veggies, fruits, and whole grains for fiber. These fill you up longer, reducing cravings. So swap with rice for quinoa or cauliflower rice with grilled chicken is a really good meal. Now, your portion control, they say on here that I've heard this a million times. I'm sorry, I can't trick myself. It's kind of like you can't tickle yourself. I can't trick myself. They say use smaller plates to trick your brain into thinking it's satisfied with less food on the plate. So you're going to eat portion control. You're going to eat a smaller portion. But it's totally fine if you just use a smaller plate. I don't buy that. Maybe you can do it. You may be able to bullshit yourself. I can't bullshit myself. I can't tickle myself. And I can't hate myself. I love the stretch RV. So you can try that. Maybe it'll work for you. And then swap outs. If you've got sweets, they say Greek yogurt with berries instead of ice cream. A good substitute for chips is Air Pop popcorn. Lightly salted, no butter. Makes it healthy. Cuts calories. Still got the crunch. Now, this is not healthy, but it is a good crunch. And I will do this, especially when I'm on keto and I'm wanting bread. I will take just a handful of grated cheese and drop it into a frying pan and let it cook until it browns, and then you flip it over and cook both sides. Then you have this thing that comes out basically the shape and size of a tortilla if you use a handful of cheese, and it's effing delicious and can also be used as a way to get rid of carbs if you're doing keto. It's a really great way to make tacos. I know there's even taco shops that'll do this now. It's a trendy ass thing, and I bet they charge more for them. But you're basically making that piece of cheese your taco shell, and you have there's zero carbs in that. There's fat in it. It's not healthy, but if you're doing low carb and that's your thing, you're doing keto, especially the keto diet, it's really a good thing, especially for tacos. And it's still good, and it's crispy if you cook both sides. I know when taco shops do it, I was watching a video with one of a street vendor taco dude doing this, and he only cooked the one side. So he got it till it was brown. And that's when you run the spatula under it, as soon as you can get it under it to flip it like a pancake, that's when it's ready. That's when that sucker is done. And then you flip it over and get it crispy on both sides. But this guy only got it crispy on the one side, then picked it up. And so the top was still ooey and gooey, which now became the inside of the taco shell. And then he put all of his ingredients in there. So you kind of got the cheese, still got what, because the crispy cheese tastes different than melted cheese. So you had like still the melted cheese gooiness inside that taco shell, which had that crisp on the outside. It was really good. Good stuff to go for. All right, let me get into cook at home, obviously, is numero uno. And also to make your stuff at home. If you go to the store, let's say you're going to say, screw it, I'm having cookies. You can make some clean cookies. I make healthy cookies with bananas or dates instead of sugar, and applesauce instead of sugar, and oats, and then chocolate chips in there. And I make cookies out of that all the time, put nuts in it as well. Good thing to do. But let's say screw it, I'm having cookies. You still can eat leaner than buying them from the store, because there's a lot of ingredients in there you don't know what they are. One thing you should always, always stay away from for your health is seed oils. Those are bad. Seed oils are very unhealthy for your body. It's not such a calorie gonna make you fat, as in they're gonna give you disease and cause badness. So stay away from those. And then mindful eating. Don't just shove everything in your mouth. And we all know if you eat slower, you savor the food and your body can trick itself into filling up faster if you're eating really, really slow. And don't just eat because you're bored. That's number one. Don't eat because you're bored. Don't sit in front of the TV and be like, oh, I'm watching reruns of Oprah and eating a bucket of ice cream like the real Oprah. Yeah, it's not great. Hydrate, another little tip. If you are hungry and you're getting ready to have a meal, drink some water beforehand. A lot of times the water will fill your gut and it will reduce your hunger feelings. And then you will be able to eat a smaller portion than, like, when you come in starving, like a leg of lamb is your goal and you're going to put that down. So something to think about. And then it has some recipes, too, that you all know. And it's just like a smoothie for breakfast with protein powder. A turkey wrap with lettuce for lunch. Snacks are apples. Dinners, grilled salmon. And you eat like that, and that's cool. And if you can do that 2 or 3 days a week, that's great. And that's the thing. The moderation is the key here to achieve an overall healthier eating habit is a good thing. That's not bad. You've cut corners as many days as you can. Now you can go shoot yourself in the foot and eat like an entire birthday cake you bought at the Ralph's bakery counter. Shit, it would be fun, but that's gonna set you back a little. And you can go out, but if you could eat clean, even when you're eating dirty, let's make it at home. So you know what, like, all right, well, it says to put a cup of vegetable oil in this cake recipe. How about I use almond flour instead of regular flour? How about I use some allulose sweetener instead of sugar? And you can get away with eating some freaking cake that's pretty good. You really can. Another trick I have seen with chocolate cake is they get warm milk and they soak dates in warm milk for like an hour, and then put the whole the milk and the dates in the food processor and blend them, and it instantly becomes almost like caramel sauce with the milk in it, and then they use that to make chocolate cake that I have not tried. I can't sit here and co-sign on it that it's delicious, but I've had a lot of date recipes, and they are pretty effing good. So good things to try if you're going to do that. On the workout tip, I was pushing for 10 minutes a week. Didn't get it. Did not get it. I got some days where I got some extra bonus exercise in. I got a lot of extra walking in at work because there's stupid people there that do things that create me to walk that I shouldn't because they screw up, and then I got to go out and walk in and out, and it's very far. It's a very far walk, but it's steps. Getting my steps in, getting my fitness goals in while I'm at work. Oh, man. I am excited. I still have my jar of chocolate-covered nuts sitting here on my table. Real chocolate, real sugar, real junk. And I'm going to eat the hell out of that on Easter Sunday. My priest was trying to corrupt me today. And this was brutal. I went to church, and then we walked out. He's like, here, have a donut. And he had dozens and dozens of DK donuts laid out for us. And I was like, Father, that is my Lenten promise that I will not eat that until next Sunday. And he said, well, you can't do that then. And I'm like, oh, that's good. Thank you. After you tempted me with it. But DK's donuts, if you don't know, are the best donuts. They might be the best donuts in the world. They're delicious. It's a little donut shop in Santa Monica on Santa Monica Boulevard, around Santa Monica Boulevard and 16th. And they've just got some crazy good donuts. They have a peanut butter puff. It's just like a chocolate bear claw filled with peanut butter, which isn't that great, but there's something amazing about it. A double dip chocolate old fashioned. So they dip the whole donut, all of it, the whole thing into chocolate. And then they let it dry. Then they dip it again. That's really good. And I don't know what's going on. They make their cream fills are the next level most delicious donuts I have ever had. Oh, God. And then they have another one that's like a jelly-filled, but it's filled with cake icing. Not cream-filled cake icing, like birthday cake icing. Oh, look at that. I just gave you 15 minutes on how to eat healthy and do the right thing, and now I'm killing you with donuts because my priest tempted me with a donut today. Yeah, have that. Oh, man. All right, it is time for me to get up out of here because it's a Monday. It's Holy Week. I hope you find your way to church this week as Easter Sunday is there. Remember, there are a lot of CEO Christians out there. I call them Christmas Easter only. And it is that time coming up this Sunday. I know I'm going back, but I always go. I will talk to you guys again with a bonus pod on Friday. A good Friday it will be. And the last fasting day for me, so I can finally have meat again on Fridays. But it is worth it to not do it. I will talk to you guys then. See ya.